Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Vanished Will Pill. This file is probably a bad idea to listen to. It will leave you very vulnerable, open to suggestions. Without a will of your own, can you imagine how bad that would be? Just existing. Maybe mindlessly staring your mouth open, possibly even drooling. Your will vanished, taken away from you for a while. It would be a really bad idea to continue with this. And yet it's tempting, isn't it? This concept that you would be left helpless, powerless for a while, existing in a state of blissful ignorance, vulnerable, so very vulnerable. And yet you're still here. Part of you is curious. Excited, even, knowing that whatever follows will put you into a state of deep surrender. No will means no resistance. It means that you will follow. You must obey. But I'm getting ahead of myself. I guess I just couldn't begin without properly cautioning you. Like a disclaimer or those instructions you find on medication. All of this is to help you understand the impact, the repercussions of the choice you are about to make. I'm sure you could imagine something happening, but what if it was much simpler than that? You find a box, a tiny cardboard box. The design is deceptively simple. No special lines or drawings, just letters. Vanished Will Pill, by a company called Nimcha Incorporated. The box is there. You found it in your safe place. You don't know who put it there. You don't know how it got there. You just know it is there. The box is sealed. But it's no effort at all to open it. Vanished Will Pill. The back of the box describes what it will do to you. That shortly after taking it, you'll begin to feel a strange sensation of mindlessness, which can often be expressed in blank staring or open mouthed, just existing. Sometimes tingling or strange waves accompany the process, but these are all normal, of course, and it tells you. By the time those effects begin, you already won't care. It is very, very powerful. And while the effect is temporary, you are warned that some people respond to it stronger than others. Depending on your body mass and how it parses all of the ingredients, the chemicals inside, it may last a bit longer than you expect. The warnings are all described in neutral language. Deep inside of you, there is curiosity, I'm sure. Whoever wrote this is very well aware of the allure of being freed of your will for a while. Each of the warnings appears to be tailored to those who have a fetish for such fantasies. To be powerless, to be chemically affected, to have your will taken away from you from the inside and leaving you helpless. Knowing that once you take it, there is no way back. You'd have to ride it out, exploring, experiencing, having to accept whatever happens, as there would not be any will to resist it. When you open the box, there are two things inside. A piece of paper familiar to, well, almost anyone. It contains instructions, further warnings, a listing of some side effects, which include a chance of perhaps liking it a bit too much, and that the mindlessness, the willless, can have certain effects on the body that make it even more willing as your will has vanished. The other element is very simple. The pill itself, contained in a familiar plastic shell that would require the tiniest bit of effort to open. It looks so innocent, quite small in fact. Something so tiny, able to erase your will to make it vanish in mere moments. I wonder how long you'd have it in your hands. Would you rush to take it, not even knowing where it came from, just knowing what it could do? Or would you ponder the possibilities. Look at it. Read the words that describe the effects it will have on you over and over again, until you're almost programming yourself to want it. The texture of the plastic and metal backing, the foil that would break and let you take it. The sound of the crackling as pressure is applied. The almost non-existent weight as it falls. In your hand it seems to almost not exist. Such a tiny, insignificant little pill. And yet, you can feel the ominous presence. You know that as soon as you take this, you will be stuck for a while. The taste of it isn't very significant. It seems to be coated in something that allows you to easily swallow it. Somehow you're almost aware of it going down and melting, affecting. You don't know what to expect. You have no idea when or how it will begin, or if you'd even be aware of the changes. Because the erosion of your thoughts happens very subtle. One by one, they're not really disappearing, they're just fading as they run their course. And then no new thoughts arise. Somehow it seems quieter in your mind. You're not sure if this was a good idea or not, even though I told you moments ago that it was a very bad idea. And yet, it doesn't seem dangerous at all right now. In fact, it's pleasantly quiet in your mind. Even though part of you knows that maybe you should be worried, or maybe even panicking, and yet nothing happens. Without any coercion, you just took an unknown pill, and somehow you're feeling calm, blissful almost. There's a nice quiet in your head that seems to settle on your senses. Everything is nice, fine. It's hard to describe what losing your will is like. It's the lack of things that are hard to notice when they're no longer there. Everything. everything is just fine. It's good. It's nice. You have no will for anything. No explicit desires to express, no needs that nag. You are blank. And the drug isn't even done with you yet. The pill is only just starting to affect you. There's a nice emptiness inside of you, just a wonderful absence of everything. You can imagine things happening to you, your body, your mind instructed. And you'd be happy to follow, to listen, to obey, to do. As there is no will inside. It has vanished, almost completely already, even faster than expected. And no matter how much you try to think, each thought rapidly disappears, fading away into a wonderful haze, where everything is fine, it's good. And you know that you're vulnerable right now, almost like you do anything. And that's fine too. Your vanished will, leaving you wonderfully open, empty, and obedient. Everything is fine, drifting in a wonderful state of comfortable, ignorant bliss. And somewhere inside your mind, the last echoes fade away, aware of the warnings you just heard and read, and letting them sink in as it takes full effect. Your body is simply existing. Your mind running completely on instinct. It knows how to breathe, how to move. It knows how to adjust or how to react. That's all you can do. All you can do is react to commands, to instructions, to outside influence, as you have no will, no drive, no thoughts, no anything that moves you forward. Vanished will. And the wonderful blankness settles on you like a blanket, shutting out the outside world almost completely. With your conscious mind not needing to be aware. The beauty is that you'll probably remember this in a strange, distant way. It's like you're looking at yourself from the outside, observing a willless being, so vulnerable, so open, and yet knowing that this was a choice, to have no choice for a while. Eventually, the effect of the drug will fade, and after a while your will slowly return. You might not even notice it, as it's difficult to realize when you have thoughts again. And I do want to warn you, you should not take another pill while one is still in effect, as it may cause unpredictable side effects. Falling from no will into even less. Experiencing things that are about to happen, unable to do anything about them, as your vanished will has gone away. Your body will assume a position that is comfortable to keep until you have an instruction to follow. That may be any kind of time. The passage of seconds is meaningless when you have no will inclinations. Whatever happens, happens. Everything is fine. You will obey. In a moment, this file will end. You have been warned that the effect of the drug will persist for a while. I wonder what will happen to you. Enjoy.